Joe Fisher joins us, voice of the Commodores.
Never overrated.
Right?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Joe, what's going on this morning?
How you doing?
We're good.
Well, I guess you knew when you're not going to sign all of your or get all of your signees in baseball to get into class when you've got guys that are drafted in the first round. And I don't think it was any big surprise. Anthony Hewitt, shortstop, who was drafted in the first round by the Phillies, has apparently agreed to sign with them for a signing bonus of somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.3 to $1.4 million, as well as, from what the stories of an AP report, the Phillies have agreed to pay for 8 semesters at Vanderbilt during the off season. So that's pretty much a deal that's too good for a young man to pass up. So he won't be a Commodore, but congratulations to him. And as far as everybody else.
And Joe, Frank is always saying the Phillies are big on education.
Well,
huge.
So there is no
surprise. The education
at all,
team.
It was probably their idea, you know, to pay for it. But but nonetheless, all the rest of the signees up to this point, you know, kind of still are still in play. And that's one of those things we've talked about before. Some of those guys. You know, it's going to go down to, you know, when classes begin in mid-August as whether or not they've signed or not.
When that school bell rings.
Yeah, that's right. And not only when the bell rings, they got to be in class.
Well, for Vandy, it's another $1 million if you get for school. That's not a bad deal.
Exactly.
You got to pay Joe somehow.
Well, there is.
Especially now that you're going national, Joe.
Pardon me?
You're going national?
Talking about XM?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we were already national with Sirius, but the SEC made its so-called conference-wide agreement with XM, you know, a year ago, but Vanderbilt was one of a number of schools that already had an agreement with Sirius. So now that's all changed. Vanderbilt's on board, and so now all 12 of the SEC schools are XM radio. So, so you'll be able to pick up the SEC broadcasts, you know, wherever you are.
Joe,
part of the contract was the sideline reporter gets more airtime on the football broadcast.
Yeah, we are going to have to discuss. There is some wording, some things that have been changed. You're going to have to, you know, do a couple of things.
And,
you'll have to walk around with one of those little Al Franken satellite receivers on the top of your
that'll
head.
Be great.
Other than that, it'll be good.
Okay. Ingram has a big fan base in the Fiji Islands.
I do.
Joe.
VJ Singh's family.
Exactly. Earl Bennett getting his money from the Bears.
Yep, and he's, I guess, a four-year deal for him. And I was reading their website, their reports, and their receivers coach has really been very high on Earl. He's given him a lot of high marks. He said he's improved from day one since he's been there. He said he's really picked up everything rather quickly and that they've been really impressed with him. So that's good. I think he was, in fact, I believe Earl's picture is on their website, ChicagoBears.com, in uniform. I believe he's wearing number 85 during practice. But nonetheless, they seem to be very pleased with him. Chris Williams has not signed yet, which is not that unusual at this point. Apparently, the Bears have signed 10 of their 12 draft picks, which I think is the most of any team in the league to this point. But Chris is still not signed.
Heard anything about Jonathan Goff or any of the others?
Well, Jonathan has signed with the Giants. He's in camp with them. And that happened a few days ago. So he's on board and ready to go. So that's good news, too.
Joe, as always, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, David Price pitched last night again. For those who don't know, pitched his home debut in Montgomery and won 5-0. He's still undefeated as a pro. He went six innings, gave up I think 5 hits. So he may
forego the major leagues and just go straight to Cooperstown.
Well, and interestingly enough, I believe the Biscuits play in Jackson this July 4th weekend. I think it's possible David pitches this weekend, maybe Sunday. So that's something to keep in mind.
Who do we used to call Biscuit Head?
Biscuit Head?
Yeah, there was an athlete they used to call Biscuit Head. Anyway, what does the mascot look like?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Does it have gravy chasing it?
That's reason enough just to go to the game.
And then there's the whole Pringles thing if they play in Jackson. Joe, see you later.
All right, guys.
Nice, Joe.